Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your host, Elohim. Wednesday, politics, August the 2nd. We're going to start with our national anthem. Evening. Well, 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 that was the national anthem. This is your host, Elohim, live and in living color. I'd like to thank Source Energy for my birthing parents. I should say my birthing God, Psalm 82:6, King James Version, and backed up by Jesus, John 10:34. And I'd like to thank Sarah for giving me life and so that I can embark on this wonderful journey. James and Sarah, that was my birthing parents. I would like to thank my God, Sarah, for going through the pain of baptizing me to make me a holy person. Now, what am I talking about? Baptizing you? How could she baptize you, buddy? Well, that's a good question. We talk about baptize. See, the puppet masters has given us the wrong idea of what being baptized is. So the baptizing process is what we talk about in Luke 2:23, as it is written in the law of your Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. Now, see, this is what I'm talking about. That's your actual baptism. When the book tells you that you must be born of water to enter the kingdom, this is the kingdom. You're in heaven right now. This is something different. The thought process you haven't heard before, but you have to be born of water to enter the kingdom. Now, think about that. Just because somebody dunked your head in the water and said a few things over you, you're not born of water. The birthing process, coming through your mama, coming through your God, that's the birthing process. That's the baptism. We have to give our sisters, we have to give them the respect that they need and the respect that they deserve. When you come through the womb of your mama, you are being baptized. You're being born of water. And the Bible says every man coming through that womb is holy, okay, unto the Lord. Psalm 82:6, I have said, you are God's children of the Most High. This is Psalm 82:6, okay? And all of you, you're children of the Most High. And this is backed up by Jesus in John 10:34, when he says, is it not written in your law, I said you are God? Why are they fighting that thought process? How come they don't want you to embrace who you really are and transition who to into what you're supposed to be? Because once they do that, they're going to lose a lot of money. How are they going to lose money? Because you know that you're God now. God don't steal. God don't cheat. God don't lie. Okay? These are the things that God does. God follows the law. What is the law? The law is reap what you sow. That's the law. Now, wait a minute, brother. How does that hurt them by us being what we call divine and righteous? First of all the gambling houses were shut down. Boy, that's a lot of money. All of the liquor stores were shut down. Oh, boy, that's more money. All of the flesh shops were shut down. Oh, my goodness. You know how big these industries are? These are trillion-dollar industries that they're talking about losing if you follow the thought process that Jesus laid out for you, okay? It would cost them a lot of money. Why do you think they killed Jesus? Why do you think they stabbed James? Why do you think they kidnapped Peter? They was going to knock him off too. I mean, we're bringing you into a thought process so that you really have to understand who you are, and most importantly, who the person next to you is. Why slavery was such a hideous and a horrible practice. And it's not just on the white tribe. All five tribes practiced this slavery, okay? All five tribes, okay? This is what's going on. John 10:34, is it not written in your law, I said, you are God. This is what Jesus is saying, okay? See, as when you enter the thought process of God, you don't worship Jesus, okay? You don't believe in him. That's a worship. This is for men and women who are depressed and feel they can't do anything. That's a statement for them. But when you're going to be like Jesus and strive to do what he did, it changes. The language changes. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. Okay? This is why he kept bringing up the Father. Because he want you to grow into or transition into what he was. You can do what he did. In fact, the man said you can do greater than what he did. You can't do what he did if you're not what he was. Jesus was a God, and he knew you was a God too. People ask me, do you believe Jesus is God? I say, no. I don't believe it. I know he's a God based on his teaching, okay? Look. It's very interesting how the 1% want to keep you locked into a thought process, right? That you can't do this and you can't do that. There's three thought processes in the book, talking about the Bible, which means the good book. I had a guy get mad at me because I called the Bible the book. This is how silly we have become. We're acting like children, and we're supposed to be adults. What are the adults of the Bible? The adults of the Bible is God. Man is not God. Man can't be God because man is a child. God can't be man because once you become an adult, you don't go back to being a child again. That's how it works, okay? I'm going to make an assertion. An assertion is an acceptance of energy, of energy's law. As one of the gods of the Bible, I accept the law of reap what you sow, and I will not do anything that I do not want to come back to me. So let it be written, so let it be done, okay? Now, I pledge as I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow, and I will have no trouble that I cannot spy, okay? Now, I'm telling you, everything that I'm saying is in the Bible, but we're giving you a different thought process. Do you believe what we're saying? Toronto's scriptures say, don't believe anything. Don't be a believer, okay? Well, once you're a non-believer, that makes you the enemy of every religion on the planet because they tell you to stay away from people that don't believe. If you don't believe in this and if you don't believe in that, once they say believe in, they're asking you to worship something. So do you believe in Allah? They want you to worship Allah. Do you believe in Buddha? They want you to worship Buddha. Do you believe in Jesus? They want you to worship Jesus. You're not supposed to be worshiping anything. You're supposed to be getting your understanding and learning. You're supposed to be growing into the scientific methodology. Wait a minute, man. We all supposed to be scientists. What do you think reap what you sow is, man? You know, if you sow two chemicals together, you're going to reap a reaction. You put mathematics on the reaction to control it. That's science. See, they change things around so that you don't know what's up. Who's who, what's on first, you don't know anything. So what I like to do right now, while we're here, I like to stop. And we do some breathing to get a little energy into the mind here. We're going to take 10 deep breaths, and then we're going to continue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Thank you very much. Now we have some energy up to the brain. Maybe we can hear a little bit about what we're talking about, okay? This is something I want you to understand about the religion, Elohim Five Tribes, Tyrannical Scriptures. We want to inform you that we are not a religion. We are religious, but we are not setting up a church. We're setting up government to make sure that democracy survives and the United States does not fail. That's important. We'll get a little more into that as we go along the whole thing, okay? Now, as one of the guys of the Bible, okay, I accept the law of reap what you sow. And I will not do or say anything that I do not want done or said to me. So let it be written, so let it be done. Why do we say so let it be written, so let it be done? As one of the gods of the Bible, what you say is law. You have to be careful what you say. That's why law is so bad for you. It's important that you do not lie, that you tell the truth. Oh, there's a white lie. No, lies don't have no color. A lie is a lie is a lie, okay? You need to be truthful with each other. Some things you just can't tell. No, you can always tell the truth. This is what this civil lying culture has taught you. But you can always tell the truth. That's very important, okay? Now, why people call me that at this time. Now, it's very important that you see what's going on and what's going on. And what we're going to do, this is part of how we, how we maintain our existence. We sell tapes, we sell books. This is what we do, okay? Now, we're going to play one of the songs off the album, okay? The name of the song that we're going to play is called I Found Jesus, okay? All of the songs are taken out of from the Bible. Everything that we do is Bible-based. For those of you who are trying to really understand what we're about, if you're studying the Bible, you begin to learn what we're about. You begin to know what we're about because we're going to tell you what's in the book, because the book basically is the authority of what we're using to do what we have to do. All right, this is I Found Jesus. Okay, now when you talk about she touched the hem of the garment, this is Matthew 9:20, and behold, a woman when she was diseased with an issue of blood for 12 years came behind him and touched him on his garment. She said within herself, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole again. So this is the song that we're going to play for you. We're just telling you where it is. Every song on the album that we have is based on what's written in the Bible. We're just not singing praise, 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 praise. We want you to see. We want you to learn all the time. You should be studying what's in the book. And when the people are talking to you, when the preachers are doing things, the song, we should be singing based on what's in the Bible, okay? Yeah. Well, there you have it. It's one of the songs on the album, Christ Has Come. You can go on YouTube to get more information about it, what's going on here. Right now, today, this is politics. And what we need to know is, why is politics so important? Politics is the art of compromise. We can't just kill each other when we have a disagreement. We got to figure out how to work this thing out, okay? Now, part of it has to do with love. Oh, boy, we don't know how to love. This culture teaches obsessionism instead of love. Love has nothing to do with emotion. You attach emotion to what you like and what you appreciate. You attach your emotion to it. Love is an act. Love is the act to make others feel good. And this is what you're supposed to be learning about the groups that you're in, the people that you're with, what makes them feel good, okay? And every act that you commit is supposed to be designed to make them feel good. Now, that gets a little tricky sometimes based on what a person's thought process is. You got some people with some crazy thought processes out here, and what makes them feel good is kind of bizarre. You know, for instance, some people don't think everybody should be free, and to block some people's freedom, that makes them feel good. That's bizarre, but that hurts them when we're dealing with the law of reap what you sow. Because if you don't want them to be free, why should they want you to be free? It comes back to you. So you have to be careful with the thought process. You have to follow the law of reap what you sow. Now, remember, you cannot break the law. The law of the cosmos is reap what you sow. You can't break this law. It's reap what you sow. What you do is going to come back to you. We have five tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Each tribe has had 2,000 years of rule. I'm going to be banging on this for a minute. Each tribe has had 2,000 years to rule. Now, the problem is each tribe committed atrocities on the other tribe. The black tribe persecuted the brown tribe. The brown tribe persecuted the red tribe. The red tribe persecuted the yellow tribe. The yellow tribe persecuted the white tribe. Now, the white tribe is persecuting the four tribes because of what was done to them. But unless the five tribes work together, we cannot achieve the reason why we are here. Why are we here? You don't have to ask yourself that question no more. You're here to maintain the Milky Way galaxy, okay? That's the thought process that we should be under. And we should be working towards, what can I do to make that happen? What can I do to make, create, or build something that will benefit the 6 billion gods that live on this planet, okay? Now, if you can come up with something that's going to help 6 billion, you know you're going to be able to take care of yourself. This is why we're having trouble taking care of ourselves, because we're thinking as individuals. All 6 billion people are connected together. This is what you have to realize. You have to understand this, okay? Now, why is democracy so important? Okay, we had to go back to President Hansen and them. They don't take this down off the internet, so you can't get this information. Boy, you almost can find out nothing about President Hansen and them. Because the five tribes were there working together to bring about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. George Washington and his crew did not write those two items, okay? The indigenous people, whom we call them Indians, they already had all the Constitution and stuff set up in their laws. And we came here, tomorrow, we had to teach them to write. They knew how to write. They had a written language that didn't use an alphabet, which was proved useful during the Second World War to keep Germany from finding out our little tricks from spying on us, you know? I'm just dropping little things that's in your history that you should know. When the settlers came here, all right, they were building three-story buildings. I'm talking about the indigenous people. How can the Moors live here in rural Spain and don't build anything? Come here to live in a teepee. It don't even make sense. The history that they're giving you is absolutely false. You have to hit the library, get a control of the internet. Right now, they're trying to keep certain information away from you. They don't want people to know what they did. All five tribes did the same thing. This has to stop. This has to end. The law of the cosmos is you reap what you sow. That's what's going on, and you can't break the law. You have to remember what you're doing. Hey, payback is coming. Okay, we have to stop all the nonsense, stop all the madness right now and begin to change. The change starts with each individual God recognize who you are and who the person next to you is. The book says, I'm talking about the Bible, you are all God's children of the Most High. Don't say Most High God. They keep changing things around. They're trying to trick you up here, okay? And Jesus backed it up. He said, it is written in your law that I say that you are all God's. He's backing you up, telling you what's going on. Now, he told a lady that was depressed and wasn't feeling good, that poor woman, he said, he that believeth in me, even though he died, shall live again. He just giving her a pep talk. But when he was talking to the people who were trying to be like him, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, there's a difference. You can believe on a car, and the car will take you where and where and all that. And you can believe in a car. You can worship the car. We don't want you worshiping cars. We don't want you worshiping anything. Okay? Jesus did not come here for you to worship him. He came here to teach you to be like him, to do what he did so that you can be greater, do greater than what he did, okay? Now, the topic for today, why is democracy so important? Okay, let's go to the Bible here for a minute, okay? Why do the people want a king instead of God? Okay, this is 1 Samuel 8:4-22, okay? Israel has declared that they want to have a king because all the surrounding groups have their own kings. The people of Israel declared to Samuel, you are old and your sons do not follow your ways. Now appoint a king to lead us such as all the other nations have. You see what I'm saying? Now he's getting ready to pass the kingship. He's getting ready to pass the torch to his children. And his children ain't him. Children didn't act like him. Children got a little arrogant, started doing things that they weren't. People said, yo, we're getting tired of this going from generation to generation. And we don't know what's going to happen, who's going to do what, what's going first. We really need something different. So, all right, well, look, man, you're asking for a king. A king is the political system on how to govern the people. That's what a kingship is. Samuel said, look, man, y'all don't know what y'all asking for. You're asking for a king. But the people at the time didn't know anything about democracy. They didn't know that they could rule themselves. This is something that they didn't understand. This thought press wasn't presented to them at the time. So so Samuel went back and talked to God and said, yo, man, people want a king. They don't want to be under your rule no more. E.T. wasn't ruling properly. All the stuff that E.T. was doing, had people fighting, killing, taking people's land, you know what I mean, perpetrating a fraud. Perpetrating that he was God. He was a God, but the only God. Nobody could follow anything but him. He going to come down with the ship and wipe you out. He didn't say ship at the time, but I'm just letting you know what was going on. E.T. was on a ship, okay? The sons of God lived on a ship, okay? The Lord God lived on a ship, okay? And he had that ship, was a very powerful ship he had, you know? Anytime he could level Sodom and Gomorrah, split a Red Sea, okay, you put light on the bush so Moses think the bush wouldn't burn. You know what I mean? Talking to Moses through his speakers on the ship. Moses, this is what I want you to, this is what I want you to do. You know? Then he took from the ship in the beginning. Eden was the name of the ship. That's how he created the rivers. From Eden, he created the rivers. The garden wasn't named Eden. It was just called the garden. Okay? Now, this is Samuel 8:12. Well, let's start with Samuel 8:11. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He should take your sons and appoint them for himself as chariots and to be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots. See, this is what leadership does. We're talking about kings here. This is how this so-called better than everybody else people try to do, you know? And we've set a system up based on the kingship, okay, coming from Britain. You know, this is a colony of Britain, the United States is a colony of Britain. When you get into why the states don't want to be disarmed by the federal government, all that goes back to the Treaty of 1812, okay, when we lost the war to Britain, okay? All that goes back to that. That's what's going on, okay? Now, you got to remember, this is what some people think that that should be happening to them, okay? He will appoint him captains over 1,000, captains over 50s, and he will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and instruments of chariots. Now, let's modernize this here, okay? As one of the guys of the Bible, I have a different thought process. I'm looking at what's going on right now. When the president come to town, don't he have Secret Service run along his car, run along his limousine? And don't he have that? Okay? I'm just making it plain to you what's going on. Okay? He shall run before his chariots. Chariots is the mode of transportation. This is what happens sort of when a president comes to town. These things are going on right before your eyes, but since you're not paying attention to the Bible, oh, none of this matters to you. In Samuel 8:12, and he will appoint his captains over 1,000s, the captains over 50s, and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war, instruments of his chariots. Isn't that what's going on right now? We have a little military out there. They're making weapons. They're making everything. And they've got some of the civilians making weapons for his chariot, okay? This whole system is based on a military structure, all right? You always got some kind of president or vice president, somebody running things. That's a dictatorship, semi-dictatorship. Okay, who's appointing this person? Who's appointing that person? Let's go to Samuel 8:13. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. Your daughters, this is the plan he has for the women, to be in the kitchen cooking. Okay? In the kitchen cooking, making food, baking for them. This is what he's going to do to your daughters. The Bible is telling you what the man is trying to do. And if you fall back into that, now the people that don't think everybody should be free, these are some of the things that they're doing. These are some of the thought process that they have. Okay? You have to remember, when George Washington and the crew set up and had a chance to run everything, right? Guess who didn't have the right to vote? Women didn't have the right to vote. The other four tribes didn't have the right to vote, black, brown, red, yellow. They didn't have the right to vote. They had a select few based on the electoral Congress that they have set up so that they can control who's in control to keep the people from coming to power. That's what's been going on. Ever since they shot Abraham Lincoln, they've been fighting to keep the people from coming to power, even to the point they want to change the Constitution. The Constitution was set up by the five tribes. You have to ask yourself, why would a man, okay, with indigent white slaves on the first floor, black slaves on the basement, why would he write something that say all men are created equal? They did not write it. They trying to explain, well, they didn't mean, well, certain people weren't considered men. No, that's not what was happening when the Constitution was written. So they're trying to justify these wicked people, okay? These negative-minded people, they're trying to justify that, all right? Now, Constitution was written, it was written, all men are created equal. That was the Constitution. They wrote what they wrote and meant what they wrote, okay? But the people came in and did, who don't want everybody to be free, don't want the people to control the government, it created a problem, okay? The biggest problem happened when the Queen, and I think it was 1611, around that time, she decided, hey, man, the Bible is an empire-building book. Let's use this book to build an empire. This is after King James, okay? This is after King James translated the Bible. As I'm reading some of King James' Dominion books, he didn't understand the book. He just translated the book, okay? And which I'm glad, because if he understood it, he'd change some of the keys around. And the thought process that we're talking now, we wouldn't be able to talk. We wouldn't be able to use this thought process because they would have taken it out of the book. Okay? We're talking about the thought process of us transitioning into God, being born of water, that's being baptized by your mama, who is God. Jesus said you could be baptized like him. You can't be dunked in the water by John. John ain't here. See, once you understand the truth, you know that that was John's journey. That was John's truth at the time. Jesus was baptized by Mary. He was born of water. Everybody is baptized the same way. Jesus didn't differentiate and separate himself from everybody. He knew he was just like the next guy, you know? It's just that his consciousness rose to the point of a Christ. That's what happened. And what he wanted for one person, he wanted for everybody. This is the Christ consciousness. When you rise into that Christ consciousness, ain't no, I'm missing, you're that. No. We all have the same potential. We all have the same drive. We're all equal to source energy because we have source energy in us. When Peter asked him, where's this kingdom of heaven at? Kingdom of heaven is within you. And you have to be born of water to enter the kingdom. You have to be baptized by mama. Mama ain't baptized you where your water break and you're coming through, you're being born of water. You're not going to enter the kingdom because you're not going to be here. You will not exist. Okay? I don't know anybody that didn't come through God. I'm talking about the female. I'm talking about the woman who didn't come through the baby carrier. They switching things around. Now you can't be a man. You can't be a woman. We don't know what the heck we want to be right now. We're supposed to be transitioning into God. That's what's going on, okay? Now we're talking about why politics is so important. These are the things that the Bible telling you what these people are going to do. The people that don't think everybody should be equal, that's not dealing with equality, this is what we're going to do. He will take your, this is Samuel 8:14, and he will take your fields and your vineyard and your olive yard, even the best of them, and give them to his servant. going to take from you and give it to the people that he's got set up to keep you as men and women, which is children, so that you can't see what's going on, so that you don't wake up, you stay asleep, okay, so that you don't know you're supposed to be transitioning into God. That's what's going on. They don't want you to know what's going on. I'm just telling you what's in the Bible. You know, you have to go and read Samuel for yourself. This is why the Constitution is so important, okay? When they wrote the Constitution, I'm talking about George Washington, and don't get it twisted, they could care less about the Constitution, okay? And the people that don't think everybody should be free right now could care less about the Constitution. They don't want the truth to be told. They don't want the white journey, okay, the journey of the white tribe. They don't want that journey told because of the atrocities that they committed. But if you go back to the black, brown, red, and yellow tribe, they've also committed atrocities against the other tribes. This is why they lost power. The law is you reap what you sow. Everybody had their 2,000 years of rule. The other four tribes, if you start looking at history from this perspective, look at the colors at the time. If you go into the hieroglyphics, you will see that those jet black brothers and sisters, okay, was over the brown brothers and sisters. Look at the hieroglyphics. You can see that the jet black tribe was being worshipped over the brown tribe. This is what the rebellion was all talk about with the Hyksos and stuff. The brown tribe rebelled. Nobody wants to be treated like a slave. They're going to fight to come out of that because of who they are. We are all gods. God is not going to stay a slave. God is not going to let you keep your foot on his neck but for so long. He will fight. He will fight. He will fight. He will come up out of that because in his spirit, I don't like to use that term, but because of who he is, incorporeal energy formed in flesh, he's attached to the cosmos. He's carrying power. We're carrying power, okay? Now, when I say God, I use the term God as a gender-neutral term, okay? There's so much that we have to realize, so much that we have to do. This is politics. President Hansen, the Moors, the poor white trash that was dumped on the land by Britain, okay? The Chinese, the Mayans, they were all there bringing this Constitution into existence, okay? That Continental Congress was more than you realize, okay? This was the Americas before the white tribe actually came here. It was called the Americas. All they did was call it the United States of America, put their little brand on it, change the names around so that you don't know what's going on. The Americas was a global empire one time. This was the red man. It's in the history that the brown tribe tried to attack the red tribe. So, oh, but they had strong bows and we couldn't beat them. Okay. And now when the yellow tribe came to power, okay, now here, you want to know who was in power from 2,000 years to 2,000 years to 2,000 years? Look at the monuments and the statues that were built. They made pictures of themselves and put it on the statues, put it on the pyramids. They did that. They have a pictorial record of what was going on back then. Okay, the white tribe is trying to change that because they don't want to know how vicious the white tribe was. Well, the other tribes was just as vicious. In fact, the white tribes was made slaves too. You got to remember. See, they're trying to have your mind focus on a particular thing. But once you transition into God, you can see what these little children are doing. You can see what men and women are doing. They're children. And once you become adult, you can say, look at this little idiot. I have no idea what's going on. Don't have a clue to what's happening, you know? So this is what's going on. This is what we have to do. This is why we bring you this message. And we're bringing you this message through the thought process of Yahshua, whom you call Jesus, who became a Christ, dealing with the Christ consciousness, which permeates the entire cosmos. Everything is part, the Christ consciousness is a part of the entire cosmos. Okay? You can speak directly to Jesus through the consciousness that's been set up. Okay? All this is part of who you are. All this is part of what you are. Okay? Now, we're going to go into another song real quick. Bear with us here. We have what? We only have about, we have about 12 minutes left. But something came up, and I have to take a little break here. So we're going to play a little song, and we'll be right back. Got to see it. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. 'Cause I've got to see it. Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. The kingdom of heaven is right within you, powering your soul. So go out in the name of Jesus and let the truth about the kingdom be told. To find the kingdom of heaven, you must first start with you. So let Jesus in your life and he will make your whole life brand new. Peter asked Jesus, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it's within you, my son. About the money or those diamonds and gold. 'Cause I've got this about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. It's not about the money or those diamonds and gold. 'Cause I've got this about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. So as you walk in the name of Jesus down all the dusty road, don't be concerned about brand names and all of those expensive clothes. Consider the lilies of the field, how beautifully God made them grow. King Solomon never looked that good in spite of all his money and gold. Peter asked Jesus, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it's within you, my son. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. I've got this about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. It's not about the money. God is about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. Peter asked Jesus, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it's within you, my son. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. 'Cause I've got this about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. That's another one of the songs off the album. Something right quick. We're back here. We only have about we got about 8 minutes left, but we're trying to break this down to you. We're trying to get you to see what's going on. and why they're persecuting certain people. We want you to know why Jesus was persecuted. He wasn't persecuted just because he did a few miracles. The concept of you not being in a religion, that's why he was persecuted. James, Peter, all his followers. I only talk about James and Peter because that's what's in the King James Version. I know what happened to the other one. It's not in the King James Version. It's not in the Bible. So I don't speak on that. I know they stabbed James, killed him. Why? It wasn't the religious people that killed James. It was the government that killed James. Okay? Why did they kill him? Why did they kill him off? Because they need the religious thought process to maintain control over the people. I'm a non-believer. That makes me an infidel to every religion out there. Crazy, huh? Because I don't believe in them, I'm an infidel. And they're taught to stay away from guys like me. Yes, they are, because guys like me will wake you up and let you know that these $5 million houses and jets and all this stuff that these guys are buying when people are sleeping on the street, something's wrong with that picture. Something's wrong with that picture. So we're going to establish a government which is designed to strengthen the democracy and to make sure that the United States do not fail. That's important. Why you want the United States? And if I'm a black man or a brown man, and the way they're persecuting us, look, they're persecuting you because you're not getting the information. That's the greatest persecution they can do, keeping information from you. And the preachers, these puppet masters, they're part of the plan to keep you functioning as men and women, to keep you functioning as children. That's what's going on. You look at Congress, what's going on? Democrats, Republicans, independents, all these people out there, you know? They're acting like children. You look at how the teenagers are acting. A lot of the teenagers are acting better than these people we got in the Congress right now, okay? Because it's a lot of money involved. It's not just notoriety. It's a lot of money involved in what's going on, and they want to control the money. They want to make sure that the people don't control the money. People don't understand is that you do control the money. The country runs off a tax base. Who's paying most of the taxes? You are. Most of you ain't not worried about getting rich. You just want to have a nice place to live and be able to send your children to school. That's what's mostly that's on your mind. It's not about ruling the world for you. You just want to live comfortably, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And that's done by you paying your taxes. Government is run by the tax money that you give. When you put the tax money that you give, I'm talking about those that make under $400,000, put the tax money that you give against the so-called billionaires, you're paying way more taxes. Seems like they're paying a lot because a 10% of $1 billion is a big difference than 10% of $100,000. But it's 100,000 billionaires. There's millions of people who paying a little bit of money. Millions of these inexpensive tax money that's going in. And that turns out to be way more money than what the billionaires are putting up. Make it seem like the billionaires are putting up more money. No. They're putting up a smaller percentage. It seems like a lot because they have so much more. But when you put all those little $20, $30, $50, $100, $1,000 together, it's way more than what the billionaires are putting up. Let's keep it real. The country based on what President Hansen and them did, not George Washington, based on what President Hansen and them did, I'm talking about the five tribes back there then, we were all here, okay? You know, when a white tribe, part of the white tribe was sent over here and couldn't feed themselves and all that, the other four tribes took care of them, fed them, showed them how to grow corn and all that. We didn't try to kill them all. Britain used that as a means to set a foothold so they can put up a military base, okay? And they vilified the indigenous people of the land so that they can bring more, so they can set up a larger military. That's what was going on. They opened up Ellis Island. Oh, we only got about 90 seconds here. I wasn't watching the time here. Look, this is your brother Elohim. Today was about politics. And we're going to continue. Every Wednesday, we want to be getting into the politics of what's going on, okay? But just remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. Love is and always will be the answer. The United States must survive. Democracy must survive. Go and vote for it. Everybody can have, go and vote for equality. And any of these people that's blocking people from voting and blocking people from doing this, you okay? They're against the design of the country, okay? And we need to fight against them through the vote. I'm not talking about picking up guns and weapons and all that. We ain't trying to go there. They're trying to go there. They lost the first time, and they'll lose the second time again if they try that. The battle is in the political arena. That's where we want to go. That's where we want to stay. This is your brother, Elohim, signing off, and we will chit-chat again the next time I'm on the air, okay? So we will... Like I said, we will see you the next time on the air. Elohim, much love, okay?